Today on Future Creators, we revisit one of our favorite topics, actually two, Walmart and supply chain. So Walmart, Francis, recently was featured in the Wall Street Journal to talk about some of these supply chain investments. Tell us more.
This is a fascinating story because it is one of the great historic events in business evolution. Walmart, in order to scale through a series of quirks, fascinating quirks, as it turns out, early in the days of satellite TV technology, discovered all kinds of techniques for managing its inventory on networks and getting very precise real-time data that allowed it to eliminate the number of cash wait states in its system. That was back early in the 90s. And we first started tracking this in a piece that we published called Walmart and the Falling Cost of Information in July 1995. And it was clear then that Walmart's scale potential was almost unlimited once it grasped the fact that by managing its supply chain in real time, it could eliminate so many cash wait states. At the time, its days of sales and inventory were about 64. Today, it's 34. And when you look at a company that is now $611 billion in sales, you know, you're roughly with this year's sales, you can probably say we're talking something in the range of $2 billion a day. Well, when you slash 30 days off its inventory, 30 times two, pretty simple numbers, $60 billion is a lot of freed up cash. Well, what is fascinating is that Walmart is not stopping. It's not allowing this to keep going. Days of sales and inventory flattened out about a decade ago, and they're now refocusing their attention on this. And they are working very hard to make this number way better. And they will, in the next few years, double their expenditures on supply chain technology. Okay. They're going to double their expenditures on supply chain technology. And what we have to remember is that 90% of American consumers are only 10 miles from Walmart. So if Walmart can make something like this work with a 10-mile distance, it could actually turn to someone like Uber Eats and drop ship everything at your home, perhaps in less time than Apple, which is now down to 45 minutes. And so I don't think it's unrealistic to think that Walmart may be targeting Apple's days of sales and inventory, which are between 4 and 6. That's a big wow. That's a revolution. And we better be waiting for this revolution, because when it hits, the retail sector, which has already been slashed to bits with the pandemic, is going to be in big trouble.
Let's take a look at Walmart's operations a little bit here. With these investments in supply chain, where do you see their physical point of physical stores having an impact? Are we going to be looking at more locations with smaller store footprints? Are we going to look at, you know, continued growth in the larger store segment? How is the customer facing side of this going to be impacted?
The interesting part to answering that question is going to be simply the matter of speed and time. If Walmart can deliver to you in such a way that it reduces days of sales and inventory by a large number, and as I said, I think we should think of Apple as the example they're going after, because as we've said in past shows, Amazon is not doing very well in this realm. They will then adjust their physical structure accordingly. I don't think we can say yet exactly what they'll go for, more big stores, more smaller stores. Their way of thinking is point of distribution and distance from customer. And if they can optimize that, whichever way they choose to do it, it's that day of sales and inventory that frees up the cash, you know, and it's roughly $2 billion per day of sale that they reduce. And they're now at 34. And if they got down to Apple's numbers, that's another 60 billion. So in other words, since 1995, we're talking today, $120 billion being freed up each year. Whoa, this is really big, big dough. So the pattern they use, I don't think we can be sure yet, but because Walmart today really is just a server with stores attached, they will have the information behind whatever decision they make.
Fantastic. Tune in next time where we'll visit through almost the lens of a Sears or Walmart result, the future of cable companies. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.